Frighton City there, The Shadows, and I'm sure we haven't got a Frighton City. Very good morning to you, Mr. Colin Blanche, the Commissioner of WA Police.
Good morning, Mick. Great to be here, and hello to all your listeners.
Yes, and it has been a year since you came up, I think, the last time. What's been happening? Many things been going on?
It is, and I enjoy my Christmas visit to you, mate. It's good to come along, particularly with your integrity and your reputation. It's always good to speak to those who have trodden a long path before my time. It's been a busy year for policing, like it is every year, and we're clearly ramping up for the summer and Christmas period. But I've got to say, I continue to acknowledge and thank our community. I think we're very lucky to police in a state like Western Australia, where we have a community that supports its police so strong right across the state. And I think that really helps our ability to be successful and lock up the bad guys when we need to.
Yes, we're talking about a busy year. It has been a busy year for you, internally and externally. I mean, I'll just run through a couple of topics here. Domestic violence, juvenile crime, sovereign citizens, firearm laws. And then you've got some internal problems with retention of staff and recruitment. I mean, what keeps you up at night?
All of the above, I think, Mick. But, you know, there's plans for each of them, and we spend a lot of time trying to resolve those issues. I think when it comes to things like youth crime and domestic violence, you know, I've been very vocal about the reality of what police can do. At the end of the day, when people commit offences, we'll arrest them and we'll take them before a court. But, you know, the question must always be, well, why are kids out in the street committing crime? You know, that's much broader than a police issue. And then how does the court deal with offenders? That's really a judicial issue. I've got to make sure as Commissioner that my police are out on the street, they're highly visible, and they're arresting those that are committing crime. Whether you are 10 years old or 90 years old, if you're committing a crime, then we've got our job to do.
Yes. Do you, without being nasty to other agencies, are you getting the support from the other agencies you should get?
I think the challenge for other agencies, and again, I've been very public about this, is that police have been working 24/7 for 173-odd years in our history. So we are used to working all day, all night, all weekend. Other agencies have never really had that in their structure and their resources and their workforce. So I think ultimately all other agencies will have to move to a 24/7 function, because, as you know, domestic violence doesn't necessarily happen Monday to Friday. It happens on a weekend, it happens at late at night. And we need all the support services with the police to respond to exactly what we're doing.
So there is, at the moment, there is a gap between, if you pick up a kid at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's 8 o'clock in the morning before you can contact the agency responsible for looking after him, and you become a babysitter.
We do, and a police station is no place for a child. Let's be honest. Yeah. They are built, many of them around the state were built many years ago, and they're not good for adults to be detained, but they're not good for young children, particularly those below the age of criminal responsibility. Now, sometimes we find children between the ages of 6 and 10 out in the streets at night. They clearly should not be in a police station, and finding a responsible adult or a support service at that time is really, really challenging. So, sadly, our police are asked to be babysitters at times, but I will say this, our police men and women are amazing humans, and they've got care and compassion for people who are really struggling, and they do a wonderful job.
The coming up for this time of the year, of course, we're going to start getting the party time. Have we got to a stage where you have to have a squad of police ready to respond to an out-of-control party? I mean, is that good for the community?
Well, there's a couple of answers to that one, Mick, and it's quite interesting. So I think we used to have a lot more out-of-control gatherings 10 years ago than we do today. And I put that down to young people aren't the same today. They've got different interests and they've got different ways of enjoying each other's company. A lot of it's online. You know, the old days of everyone down the pub and all drinking alcohol, that's a lot less today. So there's less out-of-control gatherings. However, when there is an out-of-control gathering, we still have our regional operations group, both North and South and Central ROG, as we call them. They are trained with all of their out-of-control gathering equipment, so they've got the right shields, the right helmets, the batons. They are always ready to go 24/7 to respond to anything that gets out of hand, and they, again, do an excellent job in dealing with that.
And that is not a sign of a successful party if the police turn up with batons.
No, and it's going to be shut down pretty quick. So, you know, if it gets to that point, your party's over.
Many years ago, we used to go out to Scarborough. We used to have the, venues out there, the fast food venues out there, and the Scarborough drags up and down the car park. Pretty tame compared with 300... people that you don't know turning up at a house party, but there we go. I hope for the sake of the police and the community that people behave themselves over Christmas. You've been in the paper a bit recently. There was a great photograph of you a couple of weeks ago in, it looked like your police photo from your academy days.
It is. They asked, the media asked all a number of people in WA if they had photos from when they were in year 12 and, you know, for part of school ending. And I said, look, I actually don't have a school photograph, but I have my first day at the police academy photograph. And they were happy to accept that. So it's always interesting, and I'm sure you do the same, and all people in industries that have stayed in for decades, you look back on your first day and it's still a vivid memory. And, you know, I have the privilege of marching out retired police officers after 40 and sometimes 50 years, and they always tell me how quick that time goes. And yes, I think all your listeners would feel the same way. You look back when you were 18 and you joined the police force, and you know you're 30 or 40 years in, you go, it feels like yesterday.
Yeah, and the funny thing about those photographs from our academy days, I did, several of us in my academy asked a very wise old senior sergeant, why do they give you a hat that is a half a size too big? Mick Wright was his name. He was a great bloke, a great mentor for many of us young recruits. And it took me 10 years to work out the answer, but the answer was, because your head will grow into it. And as I say, it took me a long time to figure that out. But they were different, and I noticed the same thing about your photograph. Now, we're coming up to Christmas. What's going on at Christmas? Double demerits over Christmas, of course.
Always double demerits. What I would say to all your listeners is the same message I give every Christmas. Christmas is a wonderful time for families. It's a wonderful time to relax and enjoy, spend time with those who you love. But in the back of your mind, always think about your personal safety, your safety on the road. Look after yourself, your family and your friends. You know, don't consume too much alcohol. There's a warning that that is ever present, particularly on the roads when, if you are still driving or you're driving between houses on Christmas Day or festive times, just be very, very careful. We've seen far too many deaths on our roads in the last few years. And we just want people to enjoy the Christmas period. Police are going to be out there in full strength. We're going to be working out every day, out in the streets every day. We're going to be pulling cars over if they're doing the wrong thing. And we're certainly going to be responding to those 000 calls as fast as possible. So we'll be out there. They won't be getting the holidays that everyone else will be. But I think we all signed up to this job knowing that Christmas time is a very busy period for police.
It is. It is. And appreciate your candidacy on that one. All right, well, thank you very much for popping in this morning. I know you're very busy, and we appreciate you coming in and telling us what's coming up. We will promise to be good over Christmas. I'm actually working Christmas Day, so I'll be doing this program because it's a Thursday this year on Christmas Day. So I'll send you a cheerio if you're up and awake.
I'll definitely be out there, Mick, and thank you once again. It's always a pleasure to come
in here
and talk to you.
We'll go out with a... what should we go out with? We'll go out with a Peter Allen, The More I See You.